my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Are you having a good week? Today's Wednesday. I love Wednesday. I love elementary chapel, high school chapel, college chapel, a preacher boys class, the midweek service. I love it all. And I'm so very thankful for God's goodness and his grace to me. I hope you're having a good day living for God and staying true to his holy name. Here's the Epleys. Oh, I love the Epleys. They've been so faithful to God. They're singing The Fourth Man. I think you'll love the song. Go ahead, Epleys, sing for us.
This is a story from the good book we know, a story about a miracle that happened long ago. We hope that you'll find courage when temptation you meet. There's somebody watching you who's strong when you're weak.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, they wouldn't burn.
Now the prophet Daniel tells about three men who walked with God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before the wicked king they stood. Now the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery furnace that day. And the fire was so hot that the men were slain who forced them on their way.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
Now when the three were cast in and the king rose up to witness their awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw, and in astonished tones he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Well, lo, I see four men unharmed, unbound, and walking down there. I see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego upon the fiery coals they trod. But the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
Well, that was a fast song. 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Here's one. This is Alvin Martinez. Oh, I tell you what, I love Alvin Martinez. I've got him in voice lessons right now. I'm trying to train him to be a good singer. Yeah, you think that's true? That is not true. He is such a blessing. He's after souls all every day, after souls. Just everybody's a contact. And I love Alvin. And his wife's the same way. They both at it. They're just after souls. Here's the song, His Eye is on the Sparrow. And I know that he watches me. God's watching you today, child of God. He sees your good works. He sees your needs. He sees your sorrows. He sees your disappointment. His eye is on the sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should a shadow come? And why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, his heart. be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness,
John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because here it is, many false prophets are gone out into the world. And we see that as we see the day approaching, there's more and more false prophets. Don't get tied up into false religion. Don't get up into false philosophy. We are changing so fast in America. I heard, I can't substantiate this, so normally I don't quote this, but I heard recently there are over 70 churches a week closing their doors. Well, I believe it. And I believe there's more than that that probably are closing their Sunday nights down, Wednesday nights down, just closing Sunday school. What are you doing? That's a case of the stupids. That's about as dumb as you can get. It's, God's word says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as a manner of some. Here it is. And so much the more. We don't need less Sunday night, less Wednesday night, less Sunday school, less choir, less preaching. We need more. What are you thinking? I hope there's other preachers that believe like I. You know, there are 9 million people in our area. 9 million. And I believe you could put on one hand the churches that are open on Sunday night out of 9 million. No wonder why we're losing this America. No wonder why we have terrorists here. No wonder why our nation is such a mess. Why? Because men of God are not preaching the word of God. Look what it says over here in 2 Timothy chapter 2. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies and bring people into swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. This was the first generation Christians, about 64, 65, 66 AD, and already they were having false religions. Now, wake up, child of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says, preach the word, be instant, in season, when it works, when it doesn't work, when people want it, when they reprove, discover error, rebuke, deal with the discovery, exhort, encourage with all longsuffering. Why? The time will come, it's going to come, when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Child of God, wake up. Would you please, preachers, wake up. My Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, because there shall arise false Christ, false prophets, show great signs. The Bible says this, many shall come in my name, chapter 24, verse 5. in saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Be careful. There shall, verse 11, many false prophets arise, and because deceive many. Don't get deceived. We are such a deceived people. It's amazing that some in Mr. Trump's cabinet are pushing for dress behavior, dress standards on airlines. One of the people in the cabinet said, "Don't come to the airport in your pajamas and your slippers. Get dressed." Then he began to talk about how he went to a Christian school, and then he went to a Christian college that did not have standards. Then he went to another one that did have standards. Hey, listen, as our dress goes, so goes society. So goes society. Men should dress like men, and women should dress like men. Don't wear high heels. What's wrong with you? Don't wear a dress. Don't put lipstick on. Don't put earrings on. Men ought to look like men. By the way, ladies ought to look like ladies. You don't want a man in a dress. You don't want a man in lipstick and jewelry and high heels. You don't want that. Oh, no, that's weird. Well, I think it's weird when you dress like a man. Well, we're helping folks today. I know that. I want to let you know that America's churches are capitulating. We're giving in, we're giving over, but preach the word and preach it strong and preach it hard, but preach it with love in your heart. Have a moist spot in the corner of your eye when you're preaching hard. Just don't preach hard to preach hard. I tell you what, you people, you're a bunch of idiots. Don't talk to your people that way. No, talk to them in love as a father, loving his children, but preach the word and take a stand. And if they like it, fine. If they don't like it, you're not going to answer to them. One day you're going to answer to God. And Hebrews 13, you're going to give an account of your ministry to God. So I'd suggest that we'd realize that there are false teachers among us and don't buy into their false doctrine. Well, we're out of time today. I'm so thankful for you. Tomorrow's already Thursday. How in the world is this week going so quickly? Let's have a good day as we seek to live for Christ today. Our Father, I do pray for our listeners that each one would have a desire to love you, serve you, live for you, lift your name, exalt your name. God, help us to keep our churches sound in the faith, sound in our doctrine, our youth groups sound, our young people sound. And so help every preacher to give his very best today and every church member to live for thee is my prayer. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.